Okay, newbie. Press the button. Come on, don't give me lip. My hands are full. Just press the button. We've been on our feet all day, and I am ready to go to sleep. Somehow I always forget how tiring these all-day events are. In you go. Make sure your purse doesn't get caught in the door. All right, make room. Make room. Man with the banner and cart coming in. So, what did you think? Not scared off by all the action? Good answer, good answer. It is a lot of people, but it's fun to see new faces and make new friends. Well, yes, sometimes there are some odd ducks, but we see those at the office too. But overall, I think they were a good crowd. Lots of good leads, and people we can contact when we get back to the office, too. Ooh, whoa. Shaky ride. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to fall into you there. I wasn't expecting a bump. Thankfully, we're almost there. Do I remember who? Oh, yes, I do remember seeing that. She had like two huge tote bags full of swag and freebies from the vendors. Do you think they're actually starting a business, or do they just sneak in to steal mints and paperweights? I saw them walk over to the next booth and take an entire basket of pens. Honestly, who needs that many? I ask you, I definitely saw her steal at least 5 stress balls and a lot of candy from, like, every booth. There might have also been a couple of candles and props that I saw make their way into her bag, too. Maybe you're right, and she was just a downright thief. Oh, she totally took at least 5 of our pens, too. But, maybe she makes modern art using free and found items. That could be interesting, right? Right. Yeah, she probably doesn't and was just looking for free stuff. But I like to try to give people the benefit of the doubt where I can. Just can't imagine one person using all of that stuff. Where is your room again? I'll walk you there. 525, right. Somewhere around here. Sometimes hotels, you know, they just get me all turned around. I don't know what it is about them that gets to me. You always seem to know where you're going when we get up here. Do you have some kind of internal super compass? Ah, yes, clearly. You are a woman with many superpowers. I know this to be true. You know, you did really well today. You deserve a good night's sleep. You handled all of that like a champ. Set up, take down, being on your feet the whole time. You took it way better than the first time I went to one of these. When we got here, you were totally prepared, and you didn't falter. Must have been exhausting, but I think it's paid off. We met a lot of really great people. You did good, newbie. I certainly appreciate it. It's not often people take this as well as you have. You are a pleasure to work with. Well, my lady, this is your room, I believe. Don't worry, I don't have a fedora to tip at you. And yes, I will still call you newbie since you asked. I know you have an actual name and all, but you're my newbie. And my cute buddy and all that. It would be weird to call you something else now. It's practically mandatory. We're officially friends. Or something. And with that comes certain traditions. Ours involve rescuing goats and getting kicked out of movie theaters. And me calling you newbie. If that isn't a bond forged in fire, then what is? What do you... Oh. Yesterday. What was I trying to say after we dropped the goat off? Yeah, the GPS went off and I guess I did lose my train of thought. Trying to get here after that was a bit of a challenge with the construction, and I just, forgot to finish what I was saying. I just wanted to ask you something. It sounds odd. And I know when you first joined, you weren't exactly looking to meet someone, like me. And well, what do you think of me as a person? Yes, as a person, not a coworker or whatever, just me. Carlin. You think I'm a goof. That's fair. Anything else? Anything less related to my proclivity for joking around? I know I do it a lot, but under it all, I'm serious about things too. I'm being serious here. Like right now. I just don't like talking about these things unless I have some kind of reassurance. I know that relationships are all about putting yourself out there and being vulnerable, but I must be out of practice. And I feel like because we work together, I have to hold some things back until, and until I know how you feel. Yeah, maybe you can start this whole thing off because I can't. I swear. Normally, I am much better with words. Normally, I am able to elaborate and get it all out, but I feel lightheaded after today. I had a lot of fun at that booth with you, and I feel like it threw me off. Words just don't seem to be coming. God. You too. It does feel a lot like being 16 again, doesn't it? It's been so long. I think I forgot what this was. The fluttering in my stomach. Heart pounding in my ears. Whew. At least I'm not alone. And God, today with all those people flirting with you, can I just have your hand again? I haven't stopped thinking about it since we held hands in the office that day. You really have such nice hands. Thanks. I had to resist taking it and pulling you into me every time another sales guy came by to flirt with you. Or all those hotshot investors looking for company for the weekend. They were circling you like vultures, and it made my skin crawl. And of course, you could have gone off with one if you wanted. I don't have any claim over you. But I wanted you next to me. And not them. Yeah. Yes. I was jealous. Insanely jealous. Was I that obvious? I was attempting to keep it under wraps. You knew? And you didn't do anything to help me out? Well, aren't you just a giant schemer? I can't believe... You were hoping to force me to talk to you again? Newbie, you could have just asked instead of teasing me all day. Psh, it's more fun this way, you say. Okay. All right, maybe for you, but not for me. Cut me a little slack at least, huh? I think you should have had your fill of teasing me for the next week, at least. God. I did say we would be in that cube forever, huh? So, what, you're gonna spend eternity teasing me in our cubicle? Well, I guess I can live with that, if it means you'll be there. This makes me feel less nervous somehow. Gives me something to concentrate on other than my heart pounding. And honestly, I would take you teasing me forever over boredom with anyone else. Do you think... Do you think I'm someone you could see yourself dating? For the long term, not just for a little bit. I feel like you're a woman who deserves someone totally devoted to you, but if that's not what you want... No, I don't mean putting you up on a pedestal, I mean... Living together, working together, doing everything we can for each other. No one is perfect, so I don't expect you to be either, but as long as we're both doing the best we can, I mean, what else is there, you know? Devotion is that, I think. Doing what you can, as often as you can, for as long as you can. Jesus, are you trying to kill me? There's always sex and devotion. You said that. You just put it right out there. Well, yeah, there is that, but I wasn't going to bring it up. This is supposed to be more introductory. I was attempting to keep things casual, to get a baseline. I feel like we've been dancing around this. Making comments here and there, spending time together, I mean... We work together so well, and... You're so funny. And we always have fun. You've made every day at work 10 times better just by being there. And outside of work, that doesn't go away. It feels like we're more than co-workers. And maybe more than friends, even. There's a light inside of you that just draws me in, and I... I've wanted to do that for so long. Ever since I called you my girlfriend on your first day, something about that just felt so right, even though it was just a show. Like everything was falling into place as it was always meant to be. And then after that, we had to go back to being co-workers, and I thought it was just a weird little moment, and it would go away. But then it just kept happening, holding your hand, going to the movies. God, I never wanted it to end. And then yesterday, I wanted to talk to you so badly after we dropped off that goat. I had this whole speech prepared, but then the moment was gone when the GPS went off. Thought I'd missed my chance. I'm so glad you brought it up again. So, this means you feel the same, right? Like we've got something here we could build on. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe we could give it a chance. Make an us out of all of this. Yeah? Are you sure, newbie? Because I do fully intend to get revenge for what you put me through today, and I intend on sticking around. You're okay with that? Good. I'm just going to kiss you again now. I feel like we have some lost time to make up for.